Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to be able to look back at your business life one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes or so to our podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. Today's podcast is sponsored by FZ Perfection. If you got a little dent on your car, or maybe you got into a fender bender, or maybe you're just looking to upgrade your ride in terms of how it looks on the outside, trust the experts at FZ Perfection. Frank, I've known for about 4 or 5 years now, and he is just an awesome guy. He runs a great shop, and he also has this computerized paint detail program where, let's say, for instance, if you got a scratch on the side of your car, you can come in, the computer will actually analyze the exact coat of paint that's needed in order to make sure that there's no variations in the paint color. So you can have your Lamborghini or Maserati taken care of with no problems whatsoever. Or your Dodge Charger or your Ford Focus, whatever's good. But check them out, fzperfection.com. They're located in Congers, New York. And if you see them, tell them Tom sent you. Take care. Monday, February 5th, 9:02 a.m. I hope everybody's having a good start to the week. I got up early, and as I've mentioned on several podcasts, I don't enjoy getting up early on Mondays, and you know, I try to ease into the week, but I feel ultra motivated after a pretty relaxing weekend. I'm appreciative of that. And I also did a podcast yesterday because I got inspired at, like, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But in hindsight, I decided to delete it because it kind of sucked. And, you know, it's like 5 years doing this podcast now. And I've had some winners and losers. I think the best episode that I did, at least according to statistics, is choosing the difference between A and B days. In other words, A days are like very intense. B days, you kind of trim down your schedule. So that was the best podcast episode that I did. But I've had some stinkers. Yeah, and you can go back. Don't go back. Don't look for the stinkers, obviously. But there's some that you could just tell that I'm just not with it. So I'm going to be a little bit more, let's say, strategic in putting stuff out there. Because I think, as we all know at this point, if you've listened to some of my stuff over the years, I like to do a lot of things. But that doesn't mean that I bat 1,000. And I'm okay with that. None of us do. So anyway, thanks for joining us for this podcast today. I want to tell you a little story today about missed opportunities and why you should not, you shouldn't miss opportunities, especially if they're on your path, if you will, your chi. So, quick story. I was, you have probably heard about my journey. I started out working in my family's bike store. And then I went from job to job to job. I ended up in an IT firm. Eventually, I decided to start my own web design business in 2007. And then in 2020, we started our second company, rocklandnews.com. And, we're doing pretty well. So I'm happy about that. But along the way, there's always different checkpoints, if you will. Moments of decision that could cause one to alter their path. It may not seem to be in the early part of time, but later on, it's a realization that, wow, the path has been altered significantly simply by that trim tab decision. A trim tab decision is basically where you make a slight alteration in course in an airplane, and it changes the trajectory long term very significantly. So I'm going to give you an example of that. One of the things that happened along the way is I put myself through college. You know, I paid for Rockland Community College first, and then for Ramapo, I got a few loans here and there, still paying off a few. I'm sure you can relate to this. And very specifically, in one of the classes that I had, it was an Arab history class. Now, this was shortly after September 11th, and I really wanted to get a better context of what was happening at this point in time. Not from a social perspective, the people chattering around me, but from a global perspective. So one, I graduated with a history degree, which I found out later on translates to, hi, would you like some coffee with that? Other than that, I'm still glad that I got the history degree. This class, Arab history, and the professor, Sam Mustafa, brilliant professor. And he really tried to create a historical perspective of the context of not just Arab culture, but Arab society, history, the nations that have been built over the course of many, 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 many centuries. And at the end of the course, he had us all do an exercise, a group exercise, where we all represented different countries from the United Nations. All right, I'm going to pause here for a commercial break, but please come back for the rest of the story, because it's very interesting how one small decision can alter a person's course in history.
Hi, I'm Irene Gutman with Rockland Webb, a longtime colleague of Tom Osef. I've been advising him for many years on strategies to grow his companies, and now I want to do it for you. Sign up for one of our free profit discovery sessions. We will look at 10 key areas of your business and uncover hidden or untapped revenue in just 60 minutes. I will find you a bare minimum of $20,000 in increased revenue, and most companies can discover much more over time. To learn more, call Rockland Webb at 845-877-7333 or visit rocklandweb.com/profit. Bye for now.
All right, thanks for coming on back. And so when we last left off, we were talking about Professor Mustafa is actually the way you pronounce it. And he had the entire class, it was about 30 in the class, maybe 25, I don't know. Each person in the class represented a different country from the UN. All right, so you're talking about, you know, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, certainly Iraq, Iran, notably Israel and Palestine. Now, I'm not going to get into the politics of this. We all know what's happening and everything like that. This is specifically for the context of this particular exercise. So, Professor Mustafa said, negotiate with each other and get the best possible deal out of, for the interest of the country that you represent, and basically have fun, all right? Now, resource-wise, and again, from a historical context, I want to be very clear about this and very precise. Palestine is not resource heavy. It's not a rich country, okay? The only advantage that it has strategically is that it's on the waterfront, okay? Let's leave that alone for a minute. But the point is not a lot of money to spend, not a lot of resources to spend, not a lot of negotiating power to make a deal. So here I am, Palestine, and I got, oil-rich countries like Saudi Arabia around here, powerful countries like Iran, Iraq, and so on and so forth, and I'm like, what the fuck do I do? And I'm trying to figure out what I can negotiate with, and I came up with the only thing that I could employ my personal power is connect different country representatives with each other. I actually created a networking atmosphere inside of that classroom. And it was a multi-day exercise. So, I'm the Palestinian dude walk around. It's like, hey, what's going on? How you doing? Yeah. Hey, yo, Arab country over there, Jordan, you've got to meet with the United Arab Emirates. These guys are cool, man. You guys should talk and everything like that. And then, they're talking and I'm just in the background, just be like, all right, yeah, that's cool. Awesome. And I'm listening, obviously. I'm listening to all the details and so on and so forth. So I'm gathering information and I'm also creating good vibes. Dramatic pause there. Now, I did that for about 3 or 4 classes. And essentially, toward the end, we started mapping out a framework where every country negotiated for something that they wanted, All right. Now, I held back. I want that to be very clear. I held back. And the way that it worked out is that all of the different, you know, and obviously it's a classroom exercise. It's not going to be this happy, wappy, fuzzy, wuzzy, but all of the different countries majestically got along. And I'd like to think in some small part that I helped to facilitate that through the various negotiations and the networking that I did for the other countries. But here's the thing that I screwed up. And I regret it to this day, and it's a gnawing monkey on my back. And I made a vow to never do this again. Professor Mustafa was up at the classroom board, and he's putting all the country, the advantages that each country got as a result of the negotiations, right? Now, my name was not on the board. Palestine was not on the board. And he turned around, and he looked at the class generally, and he says, "Now, is there anything else that any other person or country would like to put on the board?" And I know instinctively, if I put on the board, "Hey, Palestine would like fill in the blanks," whatever it is, country, statehood, extra money, resources, whatever the fudge I came up with, I know for a fact that I would have gotten everybody's agreement on it. And here's the kicker. I hesitated. I didn't say anything, and I can't explain it, but I felt the moment slipped away. And to this day, it makes me a little emotional. I know it sounds like something like, you know, who cares? It's just a classroom exercise. But I'm telling you, I just felt it slip away. And the professor said, "Okay, well, that's it. That's negotiations complete. Good exercise." Everybody shook hands. And, you know, I kept a good smile on my face, but I hesitated. And in the words of Patrick Swayze from the movie Point Break, he said to Keanu Reeves, he says, "Hesitation will cause your worst fears to come true." Now, sometimes it's good to hold back, you know, safety purposes and everything like that. But when you are looking to make a deal, you should certainly do your best to serve your interests and your country or your business's interest or whatever have you, all right? And now the kicker for this, and I'm sorry I'm stuttering all over the place because I'm really going back in history. I'm remembering as we're talking about this. So it's, you know, these episodes are going to get a little more emotional over the course of time. But I hope you draw from what I'm talking about, because I really mean what I'm saying. So that gnawed on me for years and years and years. And I didn't even realize that it affected me until I got into business starting in 2007 for myself. And over the course of time, I realized that I shouldn't hold back on making a deal. I shouldn't hold back on serving the interests of what I've been charged with serving, is the interests of my company, organization, and or cause. And I think because of that moment in the Arab history class, it made me very aware of future moments when a deal can be made. And a good example of that is a negotiation that we're working on in the background in order to bring music into Rockland County for the long term. I'm talking about name brand acts, national acts. It's going to take time, but we're making sure that we're aware to keep those deals moving in the right direction. So what does this mean for you? Going back to the beginning, the trim tab, all right? Being able to slightly alter the course, your trajectory long term. Don't hold back. When that moment comes, don't hold back to make a deal or to make something that's going to be beneficial, a net positive across the board. Keep your confidence level up. Know that you are here for a better purpose than where you are right now. And you might be in a really good place. Who knows? Know that you have much more to give, much more to put out there in this awesome world, this awesome state, county, town, village. Know that you have much more to give and help others to gain through your positive efforts. And in doing so, you will alter your own trajectory. And sometimes those trajectories come upon us and we don't know what to do with them. If you miss one here and there, that doesn't necessarily mean that the game is over. It might just mean that the game has just started. So thanks for listening today. I hope you have a great rest of the day, great rest of the week. A few announcements here, just as a reminder, the Stony Point Seals 25th annual Polar Plunge is going to be at Riverfront Park in Stony Point. It's going to be on Super Bowl Sunday, that's next week, and I'm going in. Got a bunch of nut jobs, about 100 people going in, and it's a really festive time, and proceeds go to two kids, medically fragile kids that have huge hospital expenses for the family, and they raise a great amount of money every year. So check them out at stonypointseals.com. And also, if you'd like to check out a copy of my second book, 30 Days to a Better Brand, now available on Amazon for $19.99. You can get a free first three, I'm going to work on my stuttering. I want to make this more professional over time. But it's a really good book. 30 Days to a Better Brand. Check out the first three chapters for free. Go to WorkSmartNewYork.com. That's WorkSmartNY.com. Scroll down, click on the link, give you the first three chapters for free. Until next time, we'll talk with you soon. And thanks as always for listening to this podcast. I guess one last thing, I'm going to start getting into this. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend or colleague that you think will benefit. And we'll see you next time on Work Smarter, Not Harder.